BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
One day in the ninth year, a girl mounted the dais. A priest's daughter. I nudged Achilles, and he nodded. But before he could claim her, Agamemnon stepped forward. "This is Chryseis," he said, "and I take her for myself." Then he pulled her from the dais, leading her roughly to his tent. It was barely a month after that the girl's father came, walking down the beach with a staff of gold-studded wood threaded with garlands. He gave his name, Chryseis, and identified himself as a high priest of Apollo. "I have come to ransom my daughter," he said, "taken unlawfully by the Greek army from our temple." That word, unlawful, had been sharp as a drawn sword, but we could not say he was wrong to use it. Agamemnon stepped forward, broad as a bear, his neck muscles twisting in anger. "I am this army's commander," he spat. "She is my prize, and I will not give her up, now or ever. You will depart now, priest, or even your garlands will not save you." Without a word, Chryseis turned and stepped from the dais and strode back up the beach. That night, slipping amongst us like a snake, the plague began. When we woke the next morning, we saw the mules drooping against their fences, eyes rolling. Then, by midday, it was the dogs. The next morning, it was the men. Another day then, and another, and every company, every king, had lost dozens of soldiers. We remembered Chryseis and his righteous outrage at Agamemnon's blasphemy. And we remembered, too, which god he served, the divinity of light and medicine and plague. On the 10th day of the plague, Achilles mounted the dais. It was not forbidden for someone other than the general to call a meeting, but it had never been done in our 10 years at Troy. Agamemnon shouldered through the crowd. "What is this?" Achilles greeted him politely. "I have gathered the men to speak of the plague." Agamemnon's shoulders were hunched forward with shame-sprung rage. He should have called this meeting himself long ago. Achilles stepped forward and smiled. "Kings, men of the Greek kingdoms, how can we fight a war when we're dying of plague? It's time, past time, that we learned what we have done to deserve a god's anger." Agamemnon's lips were pulled back to show his teeth. "We have a priest here among us, a man close to the gods. Should we not ask him to speak?" A hopeful ripple of assent went through the men. They towed the priest, Calchas, forward out of the crowd. His voice wheedled and ducked like a weasel leaving its nest. "The auguries have shown that it is the god Apollo who is angry." Apollo. The name went through the host like a wind in summer wheat. Calchas' eyes flickered to Agamemnon and then back to Achilles. "He is offended, it seems, at the treatment of his dedicated servant, Chryseis." Agamemnon's shoulders were rigid. "To appease him, the girl Chryseis must be returned without ransom, and High King Agamemnon must offer prayers and sacrifices." Agamemnon wheeled on the men, his face twisted in rage. "Last time it was my daughter. Now you seek to humiliate me before the army. The girl is mine, and I will not give her up. Have you forgotten who I am?"
"King Agamemnon," Achilles stepped forward, "I don't think anyone has forgotten that you are the leader of this host, but now, while we die, you complain about the loss of a girl you should have ransomed long ago. You say nothing of the lives you've taken or the plague you have started." Achilles held up a hand. "I do not mean to dishonour you. I only wish to end the plague. Send the girl to her father and be done." Agamemnon's cheeks were creased with fury. I understand you, Achilles. You've never learned your place among men.
Achilles opened his mouth to answer.
You will be silent, or you will be sorry.
I do not think, High King, that you can afford to say such things to me.
Do you threaten me? Agamemnon shouted.
It is not a threat. What is your army without me?
You have always thought too much of yourself, Agamemnon sneered. When all of these brave men came to Aulis, they knelt to offer me their loyalty, all of them but you. I think we have indulged your arrogance long enough. It is time, past time, that you swore the oath.
I am not the one who should kneel. It was too far. I felt the men shift around me.
Do you hear his pride? Agamemnon turned to Achilles. You will not kneel?
Achilles' face was like stone. I will not.
Then you are a traitor to this army and will be punished like one. Let us start with that girl. Briseis is her name. She will do as penance for the girl you have forced me to return.
The air died in my lungs.
She is mine, Achilles said. You cannot take her. If you try, your life is forfeit.
Agamemnon's answer came quickly.
I do not fear you. I will have her.
Around me were the shocked faces of kings. Briseis was a war prize, a living embodiment of Achilles' honour. In taking her, Agamemnon denied Achilles the full measure of his worth. The men muttered, but no one spoke.
Agamemnon,
Achilles said. I flinched from the roughness of his voice.
Your words have today caused your own death, and the death of your men. I will fight for you no longer. Without me, your army will fall. Hector will grind you to bones and bloody dust, and I will watch it and laugh. You will come crying for mercy, but I will give none. He spat, a huge wet smack between Agamemnon's feet.
Achilles seized the extra tent flap covering our door and ripped it free as he passed.
We must do something, I said. We can hide Briseis in the woods or... He will pay now,
Achilles said. There was a fierce triumph in his voice.
Let him come for her. He has doomed himself.
What are you talking about? I stared at him. Briseis!
I can do nothing for her, he said at last. If Agamemnon chooses this path, he must bear the consequences.
A feeling as if I were falling into ocean depths, weighted with stones.
You're not going to let him take her.
He would not look at me.
It is his choice. I told him what would happen if he did.
You know what he will do to her.
He would deprive me of my honour. He would punish me. I will let him.
You will not help her?
There is nothing I can do.
She's one of us. Where's your honour? And then, suddenly, I understood. I do not know this man. My rage towards him is as hot as blood. I will never forgive him. He has given her to Agamemnon, knowing what will happen. Now he expects that I will wait here, impotent and obedient. He's standing outside the tent when I return. His tunic is damp from the sea.
How's your mother?
She is well. We know the storm is coming. I look at him full in the face.
I went to Agamemnon. I told him of your plan.
My plan?
To let him rape Briseis so that you might revenge yourself on him.
Saying it out loud is more shocking than I thought it would be. I read his shoulders, their set, the tension of his neck.
So you warned him?
I did.
You know if he'd done it, I could have killed him, or exiled him. The men would have honored me like a god.
I know.
There is a silence, a dangerous one.
Her safety for my honor. Are you happy with your trade?
There is no honor in betraying your friends.
It is strange, he says, that you would speak against betrayal. There is more pain in those words almost than I can bear.
It was the only way.
You chose her, he says, over me,
over your pride.
His fists tighten. Now, perhaps, the attack will come.
My life is my reputation.
His breath sounds ragged.
It is all I have. I will not live much longer. Memory is all I can hope for. You know this. And would you let Agamemnon destroy it? Would you help him take it from me?
I would not, I say, but I would have the memory be worthy of the man. No fame is worth what you did today.
He turns away again.
It is done then. She is safe. Yes, she is safe.
A tired breath.
You are a better man than I.
The beginning of hope. Briseis will not be harmed and Achilles will remember himself. There will be a moment after this and another after that. No, I say. I put my hand to the warmth of his skin. It is not true. You left yourself today. And now you are returned. Do not say that, he says, until you've heard the rest of what I've done. I remember how he looked when he left to see his mother. Wild, fevered, hard as granite. I imagine him kneeling before her, weeping with rage.
They've insulted him, he says to her. They've ruined his immortal reputation.
She listens. He has an idea, a god's idea, full of vengeance and wrath. His weeping stops.
He will do it? Achilles asks.
He means Zeus, king of the gods, whose head is wreathed in clouds, whose hands can hold the thunderbolt itself.
He will do it,
Thetis says.
He is in my debt.
Zeus will make the Greeks lose and lose and lose until they are crushed against the sea. Masts and prows splintering on their backs, and then they will see who they must beg for. What if he will not beg? I ask Achilles. Then he will die. They will all die.